Let's play a round of Breakfast for Your Brain. Up for grabs, of course, a $25 gift certificate to Shawnee Bluff Winery in Lake Ozark. But first, you gotta answer this question.
According to a recent survey, the average woman has $250 worth of this that never gets used. What is it?
893-9494, 800-700-KATI, if you think you know the answer.
That question one more time. According to a recent survey, the average woman has $250 worth of this that never gets used. What is it?
It's Breakfast for Your Brain on Cat Country.
6:39, it's Aaron and Matt in the morning on 94.3 Cat Country. Good morning. We are playing Breakfast for Your Brain, giving you a chance to win a $25 gift certificate to Shawnee Bluff Winery in Lake Ozark. That's if you can answer today's question.
That question today, the average woman has $250 worth of this that never gets used. What is it? Let's head to the cat lines.
Perfume.
No, great guess, though. Thank you.
Hi, is it perfume?
It's not. Great guess. Thanks.
Lotion?
No, excellent guess, though. Thank you.
Hey, is the answer underwear?
It's not. Great guess. Thanks.
893-9494, 800-700-KATI, if you think you know the answer.
That question one more time. According to a recent survey, it revealed that the average woman has $250 worth of this that never gets used. What is it?
It's Breakfast for Your Brain on Cat Country. Sarah and Matt in the morning, 6:51, playing a round of Breakfast for Your Brain. Up for grabs, of course, a $25 gift certificate to Shawnee Bluff Winery in Lake Ozark. But you got to answer this question first.
According to a recent survey, the average woman has $250 worth of this that never gets used. What is it?
Ooh, let's head to the cat lines.
Good morning. Would it be jewelry?
Exactly what it is. The average woman has $250 worth of this that never gets used. And we're talking about jewelry. Congratulations. What's your name?
Gretchen Didenheffer.
Gretchen, do you have that much in stock?
Probably not. I don't wear a lot of jewelry.
Well, good deal. You walk away with a $25 gift certificate to Shawnee Bluff Winery in Lake Ozark.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Yeah. And I got to admit, I do have a lot of junk jewelry. I do like the shiny and the blingy.
So it's cheap, but you have a lot of it that you probably don't use?
Yeah, you know, I mean, because we've done a lot of events over the years, you know, heart ball and things of that nature, to where, you know, if you got a fancy dress, you kind of want to fancy it up with some fake jewels.
I know my girlfriend has, like, the little jewelry box stand thing.
Oh, yeah, I got one of those, too.
I don't know what's in it, so I can't really say that. I know for a fact she has, you know, $250 or more of jewelry she doesn't wear.
Well, you know, and I'm quite a bit older than your girlfriend, so I've amassed quite the collection over the years.
And it depends, you know, how expensive it is. I mean, let's face it, jewelry isn't cheap. Well, I mean, it can be, but some of it isn't.
I was going to say, the fake stuff, if you know where to look, it's pretty affordable, but yeah, I definitely have probably more than I need. Breakfast for Your Brain, questions and answers, we've got them for you. 943cat.com.